If you've been a long-time listener to this show, you know that we have often explored issues of why doing things collectively can be of mutual benefit to you and to your community. So to start the show today, I welcome Joan Coe, who is a sustainability expert at AREP, and she has recently been researching community retrofit schemes and how they might work here, schemes that have had greater and lesser success internationally and also in Australia as well. So maybe recently you know what this is like. You've done some much needed renovations and at the same time decided to make your home energy efficient, good for your bank balance in the long run, but also good for the environment. But what if it wasn't just you who did it, but your entire community? And what kinds of incentives would you be attracted to undertake the work that's needed to save energy on a large scale? So Joan Coe, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I read that you did a bit of a renovation job on your own apartment last year, and within that moment, you sparked on a bit of an idea that why should I be doing this on my own when my whole community could be doing it? Can you set it up for me, please, Joan?
It was a 20-year-old apartment, so not one of the new ones. The windows were terrible, so I handed over a $10,000 check to the person giving me double glazing, and I thought, I'm never going to get a payback on these. But from my work, I knew that everyone needs double glazing, and I just couldn't see how we were going to get millions and millions of people paying for double glazed windows and all the other things that come along with that, better hot water systems, more insulation.
So what are we talking about here? Let's go back a bit. What exactly is a community retrofit?
The way we've defined it is that you're getting thousands of homes being upgraded at the same time. That's just the particular problem we looked at. You can look at retrofitting more widely, so you can pick up the commercial buildings, so the offices and the shopping centres as well. You can look at things beyond energy. There are people who are retrofitting places to make them more walkable, easier to live nearby so that you can cycle and walk.
But your main interest is in sustainability. So getting thousands of people to retrofit at the same time in a community, getting it happening all in one go.
Yeah, and the only reason why it's all in one go is because we need to do it really quickly. So in the next 10 years, if we believe that there's going to be a tipping point for climate change, then we've just got to get everyone moving at the same time.
When you're talking about community retrofitting, you mentioned, you know, double glazing your windows on your apartment. What sort of stuff do you think needs to be done?
The things that make the biggest difference are how leaky your house is, so how well it holds heat. So that's insulation, and lighting is important as well. And also a lot of energy gets used in your hot water. So even putting things like water efficient taps and showers, as well as getting a better boiler if you use gas or electricity to heat water, that makes a difference.
Okay, so that's what you can do. But what can you do about changing our attitudes to throwing on that air conditioner every time it gets too hot?
What you can do is make the place not get too hot and not get too cold so that you don't need to turn things on and off. I'm not asking people to be uncomfortable. This is all about being comfortable in your house, and that often means double glazing and insulation and stopping up all the gaps that are underneath doors or going through holes in the ceiling.
And the reason why you did it and why a lot of people do it individually rather than as a community, one, it's very good for the environment, we know that, and we have to do it. But also there is the incentive of saving money in the long term, isn't there?
The business case for sustainability is pretty straightforward. So, I mean, that was one of the things we found, is that even if you made it in people's financial best interest, there are other things that are stopping them. They're too busy. They don't know anyone else who's done it, so they're not really sure that it's the done thing. Or they're really not convinced of the business case because the information's come from someone they don't trust.
So what is the business case?
For the particular problem we looked at, which was retrofitting homes, the data is pretty hard. You're really persuading people to do it because it makes their home a more comfortable place to be. So comfort. And you're also hoping that it'll maintain the value of their home. So as new homes come up, as people retrofit their own homes, you're really falling behind and your house becomes uncompetitive when you want to sell if you don't manage to keep it up in terms of energy efficiency, in terms of the new bathroom and the new kitchen and the nice landscaping.
So, Joan, tell me about the research that you did undertake for AREP where you visited community retrofits around the world. I imagine there was a pretty massive spread of successes and not so great successes as well. So tell me about one of the successes. Why were they successful?
We looked at 23 different case studies around the world, most of them in Europe and America and Australia. There was a standout, which was in Germany. They have a program that's been running for more than 10 years now, KfW, they call it. You get €75,000 to do energy efficiency upgrades to your home, no questions asked. So that's just a standard package. It's really simple.
Is it a loan or they just give it to you because they know that this is what the community as a whole needs?
It's a loan. Okay. So we looked at everything from straight out, here's some money, do it yourself, or the government appoints some contractors to come in and fix people's homes. So that's like going as a SWAT team. So that's the most interventionist. And that tended to happen in the UK and in other parts of Europe. And on the other extreme, which you would expect, is the very light touch American model where the government sets up a few policy levers, puts a little bit of money aside, but then tries to get the private markets, the banks and the construction companies to do it themselves because it's in their financial interest. When we looked at these two extremes, we thought Australia probably would be a little bit closer to the American mentality of, well, we want something financially sustainable that runs itself. So even though we looked at everything from, you know, the government doing everything hands-on, we really were ultimately trying to find a model that could run itself. So one of the really successful examples of that in the US, it comes from Oregon. What they did was they set up a loan, which was, number one, tied to your house. So most people seem to move house every 5 years. If you've taken out a loan to improve it, but then you move on in 3 years' time, then the person who buys the house next gets all the benefit, but you get stuck with the costs. So number one, you have to make sure that the loan is attached to the house. So anyone new comes in, takes on the loan as well. Then they gave you a loan to do your energy efficiency upgrades, but you could also spend up to half the money on other things that you wanted to do around the house. So you could renovate your kitchen, you could get a new bathroom, you could do some landscaping.
But were there checks to make sure that the insulation, the double glazing, et cetera, the energy efficient lighting was part of that loan renovations?
Yes, there were checks to make sure that you could only spend it on the things that you nominated. And you even got a performance bonus. So after a while, if you'd managed to get those savings, you got some extra money as well. So there's a little bit of going back.
They should give you a trophy or a certificate too.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really interesting example because fairly close by in San Francisco, there was an almost identical scheme. They also had the loan attached to the house. They also did an energy assessment before you took up the loan so that you knew what the business case was to put in energy efficiency. But they got much, much fewer people signing up. So the example that was in Oregon, the successful one, that got 2,000 homes retrofitted, and in the Bay Area in San Francisco, they only got six
homes. So only six people took up that option.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a massive difference in the incentives. So in Oregon, the bundle was the big thing. But what about in San Francisco?
People weren't allowed to do their kitchen renovation. They weren't allowed to do their bathroom. They basically had to jump a lot of admin and do lots of bureaucracy to get a relatively small loan. And in the end, the hassle wasn't worth it.
Okay. So when we take those ideas, that research back here to Australia for designers of future retrofit programs, what then do they need to consider?
I think that there's a two-step process. Number one, you want the banks and the financiers to come in. So you need to reduce the loan risk. So you can reduce the risk by maybe the government providing some kind of security. That means the government does need to pay for things directly. There's no government grants. It's the government just saying, we've got a little bit of money here. If anyone defaults, then you can take the money out of our loan. So that's what they do in the US, and that's what they've done in Germany as well. So once you've got all the people who will give you the loans, you've got to create the demand for the product. And I think the way you create that demand is say things like, you can get your kitchen renovation. You might not be comfortable or you might not understand the energy efficiency part of it, but you know that the kitchen renovation is going to make your house more valuable and you can sell it for more, or you know that you're going to enjoy the pergola out the back. And that's what really gets people over the line of, well, I'm too busy. But, you know, I needed to renovate the bathroom anyway.
The garden needs a bit of landscaping. This is going to get me going.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think energy efficiency loans are a new product and people don't know that they want it and they don't know the benefit of it. So you really need to create the market by hooking into something that people are already doing. So that's the new idea that we've picked up from the research.
Joan Coe, really great to talk with you. It's really interesting to sort of discuss the idea of community retrofit. I look forward to it coming to communities around the place. Thanks, Joan.
Thanks, Fenella.
Joan Coe there, sustainability consultant for Arup, and you can find more info on By Design's website as always.